Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this week, we are wrapping up our study that we've been in through the Gospel of John. And we're going to be taking a look at John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. And let me provide a little context as to what's going on before we dive into the passage. Jesus, he has risen from the dead and appeared to his disciples a couple of times so far. And these are the final days before Jesus is going to return to the Father. He's going to ascend and return to heaven. But here in John chapter 21, Peter and several of the disciples, there's seven of them total, they're out fishing in the Sea of Galilee. And they've been fishing all night long and haven't caught anything. But then Jesus shows up on the scene, and as things often do, they completely change when Jesus arrives. And in verse 4 of chapter 21, it says this: "Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was him. So he called out to them, 'Friends, haven't you any fish?' 'No,' they answered. And he said, 'Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some.' And when they did, they were unable to haul in the net because of the large number of fish." And immediately Peter recognized that this was Jesus. And he jumps in the water and begins to swim towards Jesus. And the rest of the disciples, they had no interest in jumping in the water and swimming. So they followed behind in the boat. And when they arrived on the shore, Jesus was there preparing a meal for them. He was preparing breakfast for them. And in verse 10, it says this: "Jesus said to them, 'Bring some of the fish that you have just caught.' So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. And then verse 12, Jesus said to them, 'Come and have breakfast.' None of the disciples dare ask him, 'Who are you?' For they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, he took the bread and gave it to them, and he did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead." You know, I think what we see from this passage is that Jesus desired fellowship with his disciples. More than anything else, he just wanted to be with them. He wanted to share a meal with them. He said to them, "Come and have breakfast. Come and spend time with me. Come and be with me." And just think about the many invitations that Jesus extended throughout the Gospels. He said, "Come and see. Come and rest. Come and dine." And these weren't invitations for the disciples to go and do things for him. These weren't invitations for the disciples to be active and productive and accomplish things. No, these were invitations to fellowship. They were an invitation to be with him and to abide with him. And what an important reminder for us today, that more than anything else, Jesus desires a personal relationship with us. He has created us to know him. He's created us to be known by him. And he's not distant from us. He's not removed. He's not uninterested in our lives. He is close to us and desires to be with us and to spend time with us. Jesus desires a personal relationship with us. So here's my question for you today. How can you draw close to him? We know that Jesus has already drawn close to us, that he wants to be with us, but how can you draw close to him today? Maybe that's through spending time in God's word and meditating on the truth of scripture. Maybe it's through prayer, where you just have this conversation with God, where you turn your heart and your affections and your attention towards him. Maybe it's through worship, through singing, through celebrating, through praising. Maybe it's through community, through your life group, surrounding yourself with other believers and reflecting and talking about God and what you're learning and what he's doing in your life. But how can you draw close to him today? Because Jesus desires a relationship with you. Jesus desires fellowship with you. So I want to take a moment now for us to just draw close to him, to spend some time praying, and then to give you an opportunity to pray as well. So Father, we thank you for just the story that we find here in the Gospel of John of Jesus pursuing his disciples, not with some agenda, not with things that they need to do, but simply because he wanted to spend time with them. He wanted to share a meal with them. And what an important reminder to us today, Lord, that you just want to be with us, that you want us to draw close to you and to love you and to be in a relationship with you. So Lord, help us to not neglect that. Help us to focus on you, for that to be the priority, to know you, to be known by you. And we thank you, God, that we can be in a loving, just beautiful relationship with you, where you know us and you love us and you accept us. So Father, we love you and we pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.